Hey guys, welcome back to your favorite movie podcast. Well, look at that. I am your host, Indy, the young lady with an addiction to movies, television, and everything that is delicious about life. So, let's just talk about it. Let's jump right into it. Talking about Captain Marvel this week. Off top, giving it a 4 out of 5. I don't know, some of you might be like, bitch, what? Why are you giving it a 4 instead of a 5 or a 4.5? Like, who is going to get my perfect movie score? And I don't know yet. Let's see. I haven't seen anything that is, I need to see it a million times. Though, I did see Captain Marvel twice. But I have a legitimate reason to why I have canceled it down to a 4 instead of giving it a 5. Now, some areas were definitely 5s. Like, I really like the sequences. I like the overall story itself. I like the flow of the movie. I really want to see the director's cut of it, because I just feel like it probably was spectacular, which may give me my 5, but or maybe a 4.5. It'll give me a 4.5, maybe a 4.75. But the cinematic version of it is definitely getting a 4. So, I think you're probably wondering about the bad stuff first. Anyways, to see where I got the 4 before I get into the list stuff I loved. Alright, let's do it. The reason why I'm giving it a 4 instead of a 5 is because it was so fucking corny in some parts I couldn't stand it. And I know, we all come to the point where we realize that they realize that we like funny shit, and they want to try to be funny, but still keep glued to the theme of the movie. So, like, they want to try to get the best of both worlds, but, yeah, it's not, like, sometimes y'all hit it. So, it's not like it wasn't funny. It's the fact that, it's not that it wasn't funny, it was just corny. So, it's not that I didn't laugh. In the movie, I laughed. I was definitely intoxicated, but I wasn't stupid intoxicated. So, I did laugh. I just wanted to give you all that caveat that some things are funny when people are intoxicated. So, damn it, my lighter. Why not? But anyways, I think that these scenes were funny, but it's one particular scene that really irritated me when it was happening. The moment when they're waiting for that that slow-ass computer to load. Yes, in reality, niggas really would have been looking at each other like, we really about to sit here with this bullshit, especially if I was an alien with all this technology and on fucking Earth. Like, I get it. I understand. But okay, sorry about that. But, okay, that part was extremely corny. And since it was extremely corny, I just really felt like, it wasn't corny, it was just, I don't know, I didn't like it. I didn't like seeing it. Cause like, even though I admit that it would have happened in real life, it's still like, it's kind of weird to see it on movies, because they're so used to movies being so unrealistic, especially fucking Marvel. Like, nigga, this is about superheroes and shit. Like, come on, fuck out of here. It's a whole nother world. But they're trying to make it more realistic, I guess, to make us relate to the characters a bit more, which I actually consider that is actually a good idea, because I love the fuck out of Deadpool. Like, I don't wish I knew somebody like that, but I wish I knew somebody like that. Like, Deadpool. Love all the hearts, my favorite character. But anyways, I just really feel like, I don't know, it was just something about it, and maybe I freaking don't know. Okay, moving on. But that's all my negatives, that scene. And then there was also some moments between her best friend and her, and fucking, like, the way they acted with each other, Like, it was kind of fucking weird. And I'm looking up, like, the actress's names because I really want... I thought she was a great... Great. They both could act very well. But when they acted with Lashana Lynch... Now, girl, bitch, you're gorgeous. Love you, black. I was so happy that her best friend was black and she was real as fuck like that. That's the kind of role model I need for my baby. Bitch, the way you acted that shit out, I'm all for you. But here we go. I don't know, some the way they wrote that shit and made you portray it sometimes, it's like, come on, my nigga. Like, it's not as organic. Like, I just... It wasn't your acting that was the issue, it was the script. And I don't know, like, but anyways, loved her. But separately, her and Brie Larson did a spectacular job in this movie. And Brie Larson, I think that your portrayal of Captain Marvel is spot on. I think that everything that I can, you embodied the role very, very well. You were able to be strong, but still have feminineness and, like, portray, like, the utter essence of independence and, like, hardworking and never back down. And really be a great visual representation for young girls. And like, I cannot wait to show my daughter this movie so that I could sit here and be like, you never give up because you can do whatever the fuck you want. And you may not get superpowers out of nowhere from a strange thing that blows up and makes you pretty awesome. But you can still do a whole fucking lot with what you have because you can never give up. And I thought that was fucking amazing. I also like, which I wish I knew the little girl's name, who played your daughter, the daughter, or what is it, Captain Trouble, which I've read on the Reddit boards, means was somebody else that they kind of squeezed into this movie. And like, yeah, I thought that portrayal by that little girl was spectacular. You look like... I am sorry if she is not a little girl and she's like a teenager or some shit, but I really do appreciate how she portrayed that that role. And it was really nice to watch her and Brie Larson come together and really have that kind of chemistry between, like, that you would know. But part of me was still like, how old is this little girl? How she remembering that shit from when she was, like, that old? Like, it's been 6 years. But she remembered till she was 3? Or was she, like, how, like, you know? But, you know, that's because it's from my realistic side here. Because I have a child. And I have a niece. And I know she would probably remember, like, but she probably not gonna remember. Like, you, like, I don't remember, like, any really meaning people before 5. So I would hope that maybe that her mother just pushed it into her brain and, like, the love and support for her. And maybe that's why the connection is still there. But I would have think that there are no, like, she probably knew her face from the pictures, but not necessarily her memories. But that doesn't change the fact that they could have had a great relationship in the past. Like, I don't know. You see, I'm going all over the place because I'm really thinking about it. But nonetheless, I thought that actress did an amazing job as well. And I'm really happy that they threw in there that she was a white woman that's strong, independent, and her best friend is a black woman who is exactly the same way, if not even stronger. But you know, just on that part, we don't really know. But I mean, we don't really know. But she honest as fuck, and I rock with her. But anyways, feminist women, yes. The black feminist in me just came screeching through like, ooh. But yeah, anyways, I'm just happy that they had such a great relationship and that And I know this is not a negative, and I'm supposed to be covering my negatives right now, but you know what my favorite part of this movie was? My fucking favorite part is when she shot Jude Law when he tried to play the motherfucking mind games with her and try to see, prove something to me about how strong you are by fighting me without fucking the powers. Like, no, bitch. Why would I do that when I can just win? The fuck? Why would I do that? And I'm so happy that they put that in there, because us independent women was like, look at this bullshit. This bitch gonna fall for this shit, goddamn. And then when I was pleasantly surprised, I was like, yes, Marvel, you better fucking put that shit in there. You better make none of these niggas about, this is about her. And the biggest relationship in her life is going to be that relationship between her best friend and her best friend's daughter. That is the strongest relationship here. Because, yeah, she was fucking with that nigga when she didn't know no better. But then when she learned some better, she was like, no, nigga, I'm not about to play this shit with you. The fact that she let him live was purely off the fact that she cared at some point, and those feelings are still there. But in reality, she was like, nah, it ain't nothing you can say, bruh. I done already been proved all these different ways that you some fuck niggas. And that's so nice. Like, no need for me to fucking waste my time. I'ma just beat your ass and keep it pushing, cause it's got shit to do. Yes. Brie Larson, you acted the fuck out of that. Boy. Whew. That part made me so hype, you know? Oh, Jesus. I'm probably like a stereotypical feminist in some ways, because I just feel like I don't, male species, I'm doing myself. Good boy. But yeah. What other parts did I like? I did not like... Okay, what I'm recording is... I did not like that we didn't get as much of her background in like Kree, as well as her background in the Air Force. And I asked for those two additional places just because I would have liked to see the development. And to clearly, yes, she had skills probably when she was on Earth, but she was a pilot. So her hand combat skills had to be completely developed while she was on Kree, probably. And probably she had basic training, but the way they were fighting was way past basic training. And that hand-to-hand contact is really something that they clearly emphasize a lot on, since she waking up trying to fight people. Like, right. But, I mean, the strong will, and I think the one thing that the difference was with her feeling so comfortable in Kree is because it's not like they were doubting strong women. They actually treated everybody pretty equally, so they... Which is kind of what we're fucking wanting. Yes, we are probably weaker than you sometimes, but if we train hard enough, we can fuck you up. Like, so if we can work together, why would, like, equally, wouldn't you think it would be better? Like, I really don't think male species again. Like, it's more of us, but somehow the male species is winning. It makes no sense. Makes no sense at all. But in Kree, it was really nice to see that she was comfortable. She clearly had developed a touch. She could not, but it was nice to see that her gut was like, something going on here, because that's why she kept meddling in her past. And they talking about dreams and things like that, and your memory, like, clearly they were suppressing something in you, and you needed to figure out what to do and like how to get it back. So it was God's gift that, oh my God, it was a miracle. No offense to God, but I just sometimes I don't like intertwining religion and comic books, because I don't think anyways, but yeah, I would have loved to see that evolution of her. That would have been nice. And then I also would have liked to see what was her background from when she was in the Air Force, because I would assume that she, she was probably like very smart, and whatever skill that she had as a human, she probably is going to eventually remember all of her past and all of these things and be able to oh, it's going to add a skill to her for when we go into Endgame, and maybe that'll be help her in her path towards beating Thanos and figuring out how to reverse everything. So that would have been a nice, because I know it's going to come in play, but I wonder if it's going to actually come in play when we get to Endgame, and then they loop it in there and they just show us from there. Yeah. All right, break, guys. All right, guys, I'm back. So I know I've already covered what things I didn't like, so let me just go ahead and jump into the things I did like that I haven't already discussed. So, just to piggyback off of what I've already mentioned, I really did like the relationship between the best friends, and I also liked the part where she said fuck Jude Law and just shot him. I also very much like how they pieced together the movie. Because in the beginning, I was stupid confused. Like, okay, so she's an alien. She's not really from Earth. But then the way they patched it together, the cinematography, the inserting of her trying to get her memories back. The only part that I felt like was a bit, it wasn't as smooth as I would have liked it, is when they had the other aliens had found her and were trying to hack her memories. I felt like that could have been a bit cleaner or smoother. Like, I liked how they were like, okay, you don't know she has gotten kidnapped at first until he rewinds something. At first, you just think, oh, something happened to her. She hit her head. It jogged her memory. I liked that. I liked how it first started off. But then it got to the point where you could start hearing them and the way they were talking. And like I said, I think this is where we're in that uneasy phase of how you make it, like, relatable to how we talk to each other nowadays and how we imagine the world. So I understand how that could be per person. But with that being said, I just felt like that part could have been a bit smoother, because once he came in and was like rewind that, and then she was fighting through it and realizing that she had been hacked and was just going like the way they came out of it, I don't know. They could have made it so that she could made them. Maybe one of her memories should have been a bit more sentimental. But I get that the main purpose of the whole movie, or one of the underlying themes of the movie, was fall down, get back up. And don't let it be in a woman, or don't let anyone tell you that being a woman makes you weak. Because we all know that shit is a lie. But I just felt like there could have been something in those memories that could have drawn her. I guess being curious is just a thing where you're like, what the fuck? What is this in a memory? And she already had questions, so I could see how we got to that point at the same time. It's sticky. Like I said, I felt like that part wasn't as smooth as I would have liked it. But I feel like it did its part. Like, show you some memories, show you a glimpse of where she came from, kind of get you to the point where you understand to an extent with how she got here. Because by the time that you get to the part, like, okay, we've done all this shit, we've seen all these things, we've met all these people, what the fuck, what happened to you? It was like, all right, it came right on time. Like, okay, they gave us the answers that we were asking. But now, I have more questions like Professor Marvel. Why was she on Earth? Why was Kree infiltrating Earth? We already know that they are immensely smarter than us. Why did she start working for the government for, like, Earth? That part I really just wish I had a little bit more contact to, but it's not her story, so maybe in the future, maybe if Captain Marvel gets another story, we'll understand. So, yeah. That was my really flawed part. I really liked how they brought back Ronan. Like, we all know Ronan from Guardians of the Galaxy, but we don't know who he was before that. So clearly he is Kree. But at the same time, how does he get into it with Thanos? Like, how does that intersect? Does he fall in league with Thanos because he knows where the Tesseract is? Like, there's questions on that. Like, now I want to know Thanos' story. And I know we're not going to get that because Endgame comes out in, like, a couple weeks. Like, I'm literally waiting for AMC to tell me to buy my pre-tickets or pre-sale tickets or whatever. I'm super excited. Calling a babysitter as soon as I get the time. Like, bitch, I can't wait for Endgame to come out. I will sit. I'm going. So, my issue the first time that I watched Fucking Captains. This is such a side note, FYI. If you want to fast forward, you can. But when I first saw Captain Marvel, I told y'all I was intoxicated. So I didn't really think about going to the bathroom, and I had a large popcorn and a large drink, and I'm sitting here like, yes, movie. So like 30 minutes out from the ending, I'm like, ooh, I gotta go pee. Ooh, I gotta go pee. Like the last 10 minutes, I'm like, ooh, like I am about to die. Like I'm sitting here jigging around, trying to figure out the fuck I'm about to do. Not understanding what the fuck I did wrong. And I was intoxicated, so I was really feeling it. So, but for Endgame, I'm going to pee too stuck. I'm going to get to the theater 30 minutes early. So it's bullshit with my popcorn. And I ain't like that. And then I'm going to, fucking make sure I go pee before I go, like, not even before the movie, like, when I get there, but right before the movie starts. Like, I will miss a preview for the bathroom for this purpose. So, yeah, I think I'm super excited. And I really do want to know more about how Ronan plays or gets in league with Thanos, how we get into Guardians of the Galaxy, how he got there. And then I know at the end of this movie we kind of are able to see how we kind of move towards the Avengers and the first Avengers and then that movie. And like, shit, I'm actually about to spend my time this, like, in the next couple weeks going over Avengers shit. Like, I'm going to start at Avengers 1 and move my way forward. Like, be prepared. I will give you guys a episode per movie just to reach it back to where we currently are in Captain Marvel. Ooh, be excited. I'm excited. So, yeah. And, my goodness. So, I just got myself up. Every time I talk about Endgame, I'm like, Endgame. Okay. I'm ready. Anyways, so Captain Marvel, I really enjoyed the acting in this movie. Even though that with the corny parts included, because I can't really get rid of the corny parts, but it's not their fault because it had the casual cliche moments where you know they be dialoguing and shit, and I just be like, god damn, y'all ain't gonna stop doing this extended ass dialogue with the fucking music in the background. Oh, that is in every movie my annoying to me. no matter how intoxicated I am. So, but anyways, with that being said, I really liked how they act. I was lovely seeing Samuel L. Jackson CGI'd, I'm assuming, in this movie, and really like see how he was supposed to be as a young woman. And it's just like, oh shit. And then we find out how he, like, Nick Fury, bitch, I thought your eye got shot out. I thought all sorts of shit. Some, you got fucking scratched by a cat monster. A motherfucking cat monster. And that's how you lost your eye. And you know what's funny? Because in the movie, in the beginning, they like play with you. It was like his eye was patched and he had an issue, and then it was nothing wrong with it because he was like, no, my eye's cool. Which, from that car accident, but which I would have preferred that over what we were given. But it's not that I hated it, like, it was just funny to me that that was what he ends up losing his high from. Like, sir. But I also really liked how they showed us that side of him. Where, like, hey, yeah, I'm that. I'm, like, a badass nigga that's a cop that knows all the alien shit. I also really liked how they were like, oh, okay, well, he didn't always be like this. He's not always Nick Fury. But shit happens, and he has to become Nick Fury. And it's nice to see that Captain Marvel is the beginning of that transformation into Nick Fury, because that makes me really like the movie even more, because you're giving me so much. It's like, oh shit, so this is like, she is really that, she is Subject A. And not only is she Subject A, but she is like the best Subject A. Like, if I had to compare my entire career off of anybody else's Subject A, that would be horrible, because she was so good. She was smart. It's not even that she was just good. She was smart. She was a patriot that got kidnapped. But, you know, at least she was a patriot, I guess. And I like that she suffered from trials and tribulations like a normal human before being the strongest in the universe. Because it's like, ooh, damn. And I love that she is a woman. Like, ah. But it's so funny that all the acts, like, so if the Tesseract was made by Kree, these other ones, who are they made by? Are Kree the creators of all? Like, all the powerful things? Because I'm just confused. Like, ooh. See, this got me thinking. And it's just like, I wish I knew the answers. But at the same time, I'm glad I don't. Because this makes this kind of shit more thrilling. Because I know that I know that there are still people who know what the fuck is gonna happen, that are still excited about the shit. I guess the theatricalness of it, and just like, just seeing that shit happen, you know? Cause if I have read this shit, I would just be like, ooh, what the fuck, this is coming to life, and I can see it with humans, like, movement and talking. That shit is amazing. But yeah, I'm super excited about that. Okay, quick break. When we come back, I'm going to go over the movie 6 Feet Apart, or 5 feet, it's 5 feet apart. Yeah, I know, it's a girly movie, but you know, I'm trying to give y'all some variety here. I'm not just the comic action movie person. I watch all movies equally, and I want to give y'all a little taste of my sappy side. All right, guys. Hey, guys, I'm back. Sorry about that break. Well, so, in this break time of me creating this here episode, I actually went to go see another movie.
So I know I was going to talk about 5 feet apart, but right now I'm literally leaving, going to see the talked about movie right now, which is Us. And I want you to know that this is not going to be racially biased as much as possible. But yeah, so I just went to go see Us, and quite honestly, I did not like it at all. At all. Not an ounce of me. I sat through that shit and was like, why the fuck? What is the fuck is this? Why? I was literally irritated the entire time, and on my phone. And I do not touch my phone during movies. So I am giving it a 2.5, maybe a 2 out of 5. I think that, so Jordan Peele, brilliant man. I think that he has a natural talent for telling stories. I think that he knows that his purpose in life, or he has the platform to bring awareness to a lot of things that Black people deal with in society. And I appreciated Get Out so much because of how spot on it was. It was refreshing. It was a great view on Black society and white people's fascination on it, and like our acceptance of bullshit from white people, a whole bunch of stuff that Get Out really touched on. But Us, on the other hand, first, I was always confused. I was 100% always confused about what the fuck it was talking about. Like, let me tell you, I really did not understand when I saw a commercial about what the fuck the movie was about. I was literally sitting here like, okay, so it's about a family that sees the same people. Like, the Proud Family movie. And I'm like, okay, so what? Like, why are we watching this movie about, like, what is the point? And then it was like, oh, this is a horror movie. And I'm like, how, a horror movie, how? What's so scary about it? And side note, it irritated the fuck out of me when people were watching that trailer and talking about, oh my god, it's gonna be so scary. And again, I'm like, what the fuck is scary? I don't even like scary movies. And I was looking at that shit like, what the fuck is about to be scary about this? Like, I can't comprehend. But anyways, so I don't really have any positives for this movie. Yeah, I don't have any positives here. I guess that he could have done... So my issue with the movie is that I feel like he was trying to attack a lot of different issues. He was trying to, like, approach the situation and, like, really, I think, outdo Get Out. But I think that in the process of trying to create a movie that not only topped Get Out, but also served a purpose and delivered a deep message, I think he overthought a lot about it. And I think he layered so much shit on it that it had me sitting there like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, okay, this is crazy. Like, and then it was just like as many points where I was like, oh, is it done yet? Is it done yet? Is it over yet? It's over. Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Interesting. And it's just like, okay. I wish I loved it. I really do. I really wanted to walk into this and be like, okay, the trailers might have sucked, but this movie is going to be fucking amazing. This movie is going to be just as great as Get Out. This movie is about to have me in this bitch like, yes, yes, all right. But instead, the movie had me like, really? Are you serious? Come on now. Is this really what you're about to do here? Like, first of all, I don't like the fact that he had us in here doing white people shit in movies rather than Black people shit in movies. Like, M'Baku. Like, I don't know his name, and I'm so sorry. Like, I love him. He's so fine. But M'Baku from Black Panther is the actor. His character name is M'Baku in Black Panther, FYI. I don't know what the actor's real name is, and I'm driving right now, so I can't really look it up. But M'Baku was, like, this, like, well-educated Black mother that clearly was having an internal crisis about who he was. while comparing his own life to a modern rich white family, instead of cherishing what his family had. Well, that's what I got from it. Please understand that I get that may not have been the case for a lot of people. But nonetheless, M'Baku, like, and this is a spoiler. Before I get into the spoilers, let me round out what my issues are. So, I do feel like he overlayered this movie. I feel like he could have narrowed it down to specific, like, things, like specific perspectives or topics that he wanted to, like, think about or deal with, and I don't know, but I have no idea what he could have done to make this shit better, because it's not like the story is not interesting itself. Like, oh, we have all these cellars, or we have a place where there are people who look just like us, and he could have explored that a lot more. He could have, like, turned that part of the story into something better instead of what it ended up turning out to be. He could have, I don't know, it was just a lot. I do suggest that everybody still go see it, not just because it's a black film and I want the film to do well, but because I am interested to see other people's perspectives of the shit. Because quite honestly, this shit is, it was not the move for me. I mean, I only went because it was free, not my use the movie free, but free because I went to an event where they had a free showing for the individuals in the organization that I am in. So I personally didn't pay a damn thing because of that, and I didn't, like, except for the fact that I spent money on food, which, FYI, Studio Grill, please, for the coconut shrimp, you do not have to fry that shit that hard to make it that hard of a bite. Like, yes, make it crispy, but your batter coating is too thick. You need to thin it out. Maybe add more tempura and make maybe a tempura coconut flake mixture, then coat it so that it's thin and crispy. Or panko, maybe? Panko and coconut? Whatever you gotta do, bruh, you need to do it, because my God, that shit was hard. Anyways, everybody should go see it. It was a lot. I'm going to probably end up talking about this movie in multiple episodes, because I am going to take my time and go ahead and look back at what the messages were supposed to be. Like, the only one that I got was comparing your life to other people's lives. That's, like, weird. Like, I don't know. I think that's about the only one that was very clear to me. But I know for a fact. I know for a fact that there are a lot more into this story. So I do advise you go see it. Okay, now into the spoilers. Don't listen to this part if you don't want to hear spoilers. I did not like the fact that M'Baku was having this conflict with himself and was doing white shit. Like, what black person you know going outside trying to talk to a family in their fucking driveway? Like, this is what I want to know. What black man do you know would not have immediately turned the fuck around and been like, bitch, give me something to fuck these niggas with. Who the fuck they think this is? He talk about don't call the police. Bitch, why? Why not? Why are you not calling the police? Call the motherfucking police. Like, what do you mean? Call the fucking police. So, it's just, God. I just could not. Sorry, guys. I could not deal with it. And as you can see, I was really bored character in this movie. I wish that, I don't know, I really wish it was a better movie. I didn't like how Lupita was acting in this movie. Maybe it's not her acting, but the weirdness of her acting against herself. I did appreciate that there was a, like, caveat. Like, there was like, oh, okay, well, look at that. Because when it was revealed that the real tethered girl was one who was living life above ground, compared to the other tethered girl who was underground, and that they switched when she got lost when she was a kid, then it was interesting to see, like, well, damn, was I supposed to be rooting for you or her? God damn it. And it makes sense that what she decided to do was related to something she had seen before she was trapped, as far as the whole hands across the earth thing. But the story behind, like, what, how they were created, who they were, I still don't understand. So America was trying to make, copy people's bodies, but they realized they could copy the souls, and they realized that they could control the people above ground if they use these people correctly, but then they realized that was a lie and they couldn't. It really, like, I'm completely lost to how it's so frustrating. It really frustrated the fuck out of me. Like, I'm so irritated. Like, why couldn't you? Ugh. Why couldn't it have been better? I wish it could have been better. But anyways, a 2 out of 5, actually. Not a 2.5, a 2. And that's purely because he's a black man and he wrote this movie. He wrote, directed, and produced this movie. Kudos to that. But he should have definitely had more people involved in this process, because what the fuck. But, nonetheless. Us, something you should see. Now, let's jump into brighter news. 5 Feet Apart was a spectacular movie. It really touched my heart and really made me consider the things I take for granted when it comes to relationships. I give 5 Feet Apart a 4. Now, here's why. I give it a 4 instead of a 5 because I felt like it was a bit too slow, and I feel like it was anticlimactic. Like, I appreciated that they didn't end up falling in love. I mean, they fell in love. I appreciate that they didn't do a stereotypical ending for this film. I understand why they didn't do a stereotypical ending for this film, and I appreciate that. I just wish that it didn't end the way it did. I don't know, it just left me feeling like, and then what? And then, like, it, like, the way they ended the movie, it was like it just cut to the trailers and the credits, and it was just like, oh, okay, like, what? So it definitely was a great movie to go see. I love the fact that Cole Sprouse was in it. I love him from Riverdale. He is one of my favorite characters from Riverdale, Jughead, and I really appreciated seeing him in another similar role, because it wasn't a new role for Cole Sprouse. The attitude, the demeanor is nothing but Jughead with cancer, and I get that he might be kind of stuck in that for a little while, because he does such a great job as Jughead that it makes sense to typecast him now as that kind of character inside of movies. But I am interested to see, like, other aspects of him and see why, like, what other roles he could play. And I know that there are probably movies out here where I could go see that, but I want to see more of how he looks now. Not when he was on Zack and Cody. Which, side note, it took me so long to find out that Cole Sprouse was Cody from Sweet Life, from Zack and Cody. I used to watch that show when I was a kid. Who knew the little blonde boys was gonna turn out to be fine as fuck? Who fucking knew? But, I felt like the acting in the movie was very well from Cole Sprouse and the leading woman. I liked that their connection. I liked that her strong, domineering attitude. I liked their dynamic with each other. They definitely had chemistry. I could really see this being a true story, which was great because that means that they're portraying, since it's a fictional story, it's great to portray a relationship with so much power and so much feeling and so much passion in such a way that it would make me think that it was a true story. I also very much liked the supporting cast. I liked the black nurse. I liked how she tied in her feelings and gave her a purpose for the film. I love the best friend. Where he actually sat down and they had that back and forth. And I'm not trying to give any spoilers away here because I really do want you guys to go see it. And it's just like, I really like the bits and pieces of this film. I've really enjoyed really watching and seeing just how much you can feel love through a film. And it made me feel like, oh, damn, what would I do if a person I loved, I could not touch, and if I did, I could die? Would I risk it all? Would I risk it all for that person? Would I let them go if it was me that was causing the problems? It just brought up a lot of love questions, and it was just a very heartwarming film. Like, the moral of the story at the end, or one of them at least, was to cherish the fact that touching is a way of expressing love, and that is something that we all take for granted, and it is very, very much a needed aspect of our lives. So not like really just go out here and touch and love the person that you love, because you never know what happens if you one day you can't anymore. Then what? So yeah, Five Feet Apart was great. I also like the way it was shot. I liked that the characters remain true to themselves while also compromising to each other, just like in a true relationship. It was very, very well written. Kudos to the writers here. I love the story. It's similar to any love story that happens in a hospital, but a very different as far as what occurs and what kind of illnesses they have and what kind of tribulations they have to go through. It's just like, wow, like, you never really know what love could do. So yeah, go see that. I think that is all the movies I have seen. So just to recap, Captain Marvel, 4.5. Us, 2. 5 Feet Apart, 4. Go see them all. Those are your 3. For my AMCA listers, for this weekend, yes, use Us as one of your movies right now, like, do that. Then also go see 5 Feet Apart. Yes, go do that. You can go see all 3 movies that I just said. quite honestly. If you haven't seen Captain Marvel, you're failing. Another movie that I think I might go see is Captive State. I think I'm going to try that out. Also think I might actually try out, what is this called? Of course I'm going to go see How to Train Your Dragon. And I want to go see, what is it? I want to go see Madea, but not at the same time I don't want to see fucking Madea. Because why the fuck would I want to see a Madea? And, oh, quick old throwback, review here. Nobody's Fool. I'm going to give that a 3. Yeah, I'm giving it a 3 because they tried real hard with that shit. They really did. They tried super duper hard. And I think that even though, I think that it was a great cast. I think that Tiffany Haddish is, she does her role, but I want to see more from her. I don't want to be seeing a wretched ghetto girl all that damn time. I want to see her actually try to do other things, different roles. We already know you play the ratchet girl real well, but let's see more from you, Tiffany. Like, we could see comedy in different ways, so I would like to see that from her. Everybody in the cast, they were cool, I guess. Amari Hart, like, I like the story. It's more, it's like a best friend. It was like a best friend novel where you, oh, this guy, I know him all the time. Oh my God, I'm falling in love with somebody else that's clearly not good for me. Oh my God, I'm ignoring the best friend. Oh, it didn't work out over here. Oh, really? Oh, shit. The best friend. You're pretty perfect. Oh, let's start fucking. Oh, I'm falling for you. Oh, shit. The guy that I was originally in love with is back now. I'm gonna go try that out and risk it all for him, even though I clearly know that I should be with the guy that I've been fucking with anyway. So, yeah, that's really the whole story right there. Boom. Which is why I gave it a 3. It was some funny parts, that's why I give it anything above a 2. So, yeah, check out the movies. Heard that in-game pre-sale tickets are coming out mañana. So, mañana is, March 25th. So, if you want to make sure that you're not fucking failing and you go see it immediately on opening night, I'd advise that you go and get a pre-sale ticket. But yes, guys, I'm back. Welcome me and let the movies begin. See you next week.